take this part of the festival, the Bhagavatam lecture part, as a way to tune ourselves into the glories of Lord Nrisimhadev and the amazing opportunity which his divine appearance offers for all of us conditioned souls in this world. We will have 5 speakers. You will see there will be Chandramouli Maharaj and Mahavishnu Maharaj. There will also be our Krishna Prema Rupa Prabhu and Jaigora. So it is a nice marathon, and perhaps in the middle we will open the tent so that there's more, that there's enough oxygen for now. I request you to find your place and to come to a good receptive mood. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jayadatha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi jana vallava Giri varadhari Gopi jana vallava Giri varadhari Giri varadhari Yasoda nandana Raja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana Raja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Vihari.
Bhagavatam 7th Canto, Chapter 9, Text 41. To give you a little context, this is the prayer of the boy saint Prahlad Maharaj when Lord Nrsimhadev had come just out of the pillar. The whole atmosphere was extremely tense. Lord Nrsimhadev was roaring so loud that even the elephants outside of the palace of Lord Nrsimhadev, they had their elephant stalls nearby, heard this roar and got totally shaken. It was so big that even the four elephants who were carrying parts of this universe were running here and there, the oceans were rising, the waves were crashing into each other, the demons got births before the time, you know, miscarriages. The devatas were afraid to open their eyes. It was the roar of God which was here. So different devatas had tried to step forward to pacify the Lord, but Lord Brahma was there, and he observed something. He observed that when Lord Narsingadev was looking at the demons, he was roaring more. When he looked on this little boy standing there, he started to cry and then smile. So one eye was fixed on the demons and was glowing. The other eye was crying with love and affection. And in this atmosphere, you can imagine that the prayer takes place. The devatas were not successful in pacifying the Lord. So Brahma had seen, my God, he looks at Prahlad and he's pleased with him. He's happy with him. He's full of love. Maybe Prahlad is the best one to speak now prayers and pacify him. Neither the devatas nor the demons nor anyone will be pacifying the Lord. And then Prahlad says, evam svakarma patitam bhava vaitaranyam.
Evam svakarma patitam bhava
Anyonya janma marana sana bita bitam.
Anyonya janma marana sana bita bitam.
Pashyan janam svapara vigra havaira maitram.
Pashyan janam svapara vigra havaira maitram.
Ante ti para charapi brihi mudam adya.
Ante ti para charapi brihi mudam adya.
Could we please have one of you chant this? Evam svakarma patitam bhava taranyam. Anyonya janma marana sana pita pitam. Pasyan janam svapara vigraha vaira maitram. Ante ti para chara vibri mudama. Yes, and could we just have one Vaishnavi, please, chant? Evam svakarma patitam bhava taranyam. Anyonya janma marana sana bita pitam. Pasyan janam svapara vigraha vaira maitram. Anteti para jarami. Thank you very much. We will, in the interest of time, go directly to the translation and the purport. Each one of the speakers has an allotted time of 20 to maximum 25 minutes. So I'm now looking at the wrist watch. Yes. My dear Lord, says Prahlad, no? You are always transcendentally situated on the other side of the river of death. But because of the reactions of our own activities, our karma, we are suffering on this side. Indeed, we have fallen into this river and are repeatedly suffering the pains of birth and death, and we are eating horrible things. Not here, but in general. Now kindly look upon us, not only upon me, but also upon all others who are suffering, and by your causeless mercy and compassion, deliver us and maintain us. So you can imagine a huge river separating the spiritual world from the world of birth and death. And Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm standing here on the bank of the river. I'm standing on the side of birth and death. I'm in samsara, but I look across the river that separates the spiritual and the material world. And whom do I see? I'm asking you a question. You! Who's you? Krishna, Nrisimhadev, yes. So he is standing there looking over this river, this, and seeing Lord Nrisimhadev, and asked for something that in the Vaishnava philosophy is known as the Kripa Kataksha, a glance. Only a glance, look at me one time from your eyes, and not just upon me, but upon all the others who are suffering. And if you look at us, we will consider this your causeless mercy and compassion that delivers us. No? This is the prayer. Now Srila Prabhupada's purport. Prahlad Maharaj, a pure Vaishnav, prays to the Lord not only for himself, but for all others, for all the suffering living entities. There are two classes of Vaishnavas, the Bhajanandis and the Gostyanandis. The Bhajanandis worship the Lord only for their own personal benefit, but the Gostyanandis, they are different. They try to elevate all others to Krishna consciousness so that they may be saved. Fools cannot even perceive the repeated birth and death and the other miseries of materialistic life. It goes like this. Fools who cannot perceive repeated birth and death and the other miseries of materialistic life cannot be sure of what will happen to them in their next birth. Indeed, these foolish, materially contaminated rascals have manufactured an irresponsible way of life that does not even consider the next life. They do not know that according to one's own activities, one receives a body selected from how many species? Yes, 8,400,000 species, so many. Prabhupada talks about material life and how the people eat terrible things. Pigs eat stools for breakfast. Crocodiles eat all kinds of flesh for midday. You know, they sleep in the morning usually, and so on. They do not realize that they themselves, because of the practice of eating all kinds of nonsense in this life, will be destined to eat the most abominable things in their next life. And then Prabhupada describes that to benefit all these souls, the Lord appears at a time when there is adharma, and he wants to do what he has three things he wants to say in his mind. He wants to save paritranaya sadhanam, the sadhus, vinashaya chaduskritam, he wants to finish the rascals, and he then will establish a dharmic life. Again, because we are so have little time, I will do it like this. Now, my dear devotees, let us chant our pranam mantras. Namo, can't hear you. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sadasate Deve Gauravani Bacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskajyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There was once an assembly of the most exalted beings in this universe, and it was foretold to them that there would be an appearance of a powerful demon. This demon had once been a servant of the Lord, but when he turned against him due to a curse, he became an incredibly influential and powerful demon who knew all the black arts and who was unconquerable with a body of like steel. At that time, it was foretold, he will conquer the whole universe, this demon, until he does one crucial thing. He will attack his own son, and when he is about to kill him, then the Lord will appear and take away his life. So it came to pass, we all know the story very well, when this demon Hiranyakashipu found out that his own son was on the side of the powerful Lord, he decided to kill Prahlad. But he, you know, these demons knew the Vedas. They were not like don't want to say names now of modern people, but they were not as degraded. They were just very much against the Lord. They were not atheists, they were anti-theists. They were really, really against everything which against the Lord and everything that was siding with the Lord. Yagyas, Brahmanas, Shastras, everything. And they made a campaign against Brahmanas, Yagyas, because Hiranyakashipu thought, the Lord is afraid of me, he is hiding. But if I go against the Brahmanas, if I go against the Yagya, he will lose his nerves and he will come out of hiding. You know, when you want to do something to a very arrogant person, the best thing is to absolutely ignore him. Then this is intolerable for the person. But the Lord was not showing up, although Hiranyakashipu forbade all the yagyas, he had the brahmanas pursued, the Lord did not show up. Then he noted, my own son is praying and worshipping and preaching about the Lord and is doing kirtan in the school when the teachers are out of the classroom of the Lord. And he then decided to kill him. But again, he was not so... He was not so small-minded. He was very intelligent. He thought, how does it look if the father personally kills his son? So he told his two powerful generals, I have their names, Shakuna and Namuchi. Don't say the names. There are some names you should not say. And told him, kill the boys. So they immediately took swords, tridents, and other weapons, attacking Prahlad Maharaj. And they were shouting with a roar, kill him, kill him, kill this rascal. But the weapons, strangely, could not even cut Prahlad Maharaj. At first, these weapons went through his body just like through air. But then, when they continued striking with their sharpened swords, the swords broke into pieces. The generals were bewildered. Why couldn't they do anything against Prahlad Maharaj? The answer why Prahlad Maharaj was invulnerable is very, very deep, and we need to look at it in a moment, not just now. My dear devotees, this story, this beloved story, is something which devotees in danger or when they are Nishinga Bhaktas meditate about it. They want to get strength from this pastime of the Lord, and they want that their faith in the Lord's intervention, do you know this word, intervention? He comes in between, is happening. You know, we all have our own little stories which we tell ourselves again and again. I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a German, I'm conflicted, I'm this or that. But in a spiritual life, we connect with the bigger story, the story of the Lord, so that the Lord becomes more bigger in our mind than our insignificant little stories. And we want to derive strength, especially in this time, from this so on. As I'm giving this lecture to you, I have to look at this piece of paper. It's not notes, it's something else. It's a hidden list. Can I read this secret list for you?
Yes.
It's about 10 individuals who most probably prayed to the Lord and they were not protected. on Sunday, April 19th, 1 week ago, a very good mother of a devotee who is herself a mother left her body due to the sepsis after a surgery. On Monday, 20th April, a disciple of mine left her body suddenly in Vrindavan. On Tuesday, 1 day later, a disciple asked to pray for her mother who was dying in great agony. On Thursday, Wednesday was peaceful for me, but I think about 50,000 people, no, 1 million, 2 billion people, no, 2 million people died Wednesday. On Thursday, there was another death case. On Friday, a little child of one of my disciples was admitted to a psychiatric clinic because she could not get her mind peaceful. Then another disciple's mother ended on Sunday due to a stroke. The same day, Ravindra Prabhu's wife died, and there was something which happened yesterday. If you look at your calendar, the schedule, you see for the last day of the festival, one Bhagavatam speaker, Agnidev. He was scheduled to address us, but yesterday he died. Many of these are devotees. Where was the Lord? Suhadas prays, merciful one, what good is mercy when it is given later? Now, here, your servant suffers in this world. And they call you the Lord who is kind to the poor. This whole life, I've mumbled miserably at your door. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Kung, 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 kung. Oh, mercy, open the door, be merciful. But I'm still empty-handed. Your mercy has not come to Suhadas. How could you forget your Suhadas? My dear devotees, this is the case of many Hare Krishna Hare Ramas in this time. And it needs to be addressed. Many of us have left the path of intensive faith and are just cruising along, coasting along, because we really do not think that the Lord could intervene into my life any longer. It is said, the materialists are very confident that there is no God, and the wise people are full of doubts. That's the greatest problem. So we have to ask the question, how is it that is the Lord there, and more important, is he there for me? Is the Lord there and does he care? This is important for us to remain fully attentive, faithful, enthusiastic, giving our best. Hare Krishna. And so on, and not being in the section. It is where we lose our face. It is said, and statistics show that there are of the 100% figure, those who practice Krishna consciousness, 10% are becoming inimical and go against the movement. 10%, sometimes 8%. 10% of the devotees remain very enthusiastic and blissful. These two groups are uninteresting for us because they are in a small minority. What is with the 80%? Well, they are somehow okay. Yes, there is a Krishna. Yes, we come for festivals. Yes, let me have prasadam and so on. I don't offer very deeply. I say Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. But some faith is there. That is 80%. The lukewarm people who have not, whose faith was attacked, but they have not given up the faith totally. They have just reduced it to something which makes them very normal and mediocre. No? So this is the percentage, and we need to address this percentage and so on. In my lecture tomorrow and the workshop, I will go very deep into what can strengthen our faith and strengthen us. Here I only want to give a little pre-taster. You must know that the Lord can appear in two ways. There are two types of miracles in spiritual life. One is the what we are celebrating today. Lord Nrisimhadev comes personally for only 48 minutes. It's a small amount of time. And he is dealing with Hiranyakashipu and liberating him from material existence. The all avatars do this. They save, what was it? Vinashaya Chaduskritam. They finish rascals. What else they do? They encourage through their teachings the people who are inclined towards him, and they establish Dharma. These avatars stay for a long time on planet Earth. Nrisimhadev is only there for one devotee. Who is he? Prahlad, of course, yes. And he stays only for 48 minutes. That's very unusual. That's very different. But he does this to perform a second miracle, a miracle that is even bigger than the Lord's direct intervention. India is a land of miracles. There are different personalities who can manifest gold, watches, many things. They can heal people from the death. Yes, there was one saintly person. He was go to the funeral pyre. He would grab people's feet and he would chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And the person on the funeral pyre who had already given up his body came to life. There are many miracles. And Prabhupada was once asked, so Swamiji, what is your miracle? And in Prabhupada's answer, he pointed to a second miracle of God, which is something which we have to look at as devotees of Krishna. He pointed at his disciples and said, these are my miracles. What did he mean with this? He was meaning, I have created the most important step on the way back to Godhead in the hearts of these disciples. What could that be? Faith, Shraddha, yes. In our whole journey in spiritual life is how our initial faith turns into our desire to to live with devotees or associate with devotees, how it this faith turns into and empowers our spiritual practice, so that we chant 16 rounds or you know, we chant the holy name. Our whole journey is about how this initial weak faith becomes firm and is nishta, and then turns into various levels of faith, various levels of taste, and then divine experiences, ending up with what? Prema, love of Godhead. This journey, my dear devotees, where a conditioned soul progresses in this world and then enters into the world of Krishna, free from birth and death, is the greatest miracle. That is really the greatest celebration. That is, it is said, when Lord Brahma sees even that someone begins the journey by starting to chant, he mixes madhupaka, that's a substance which is used in worship. He wants to worship that soul because it's so rare, because it's so special, it's so precious. So, for the end, I just want to say I'm actually good. I'm in 20 minutes, but it will take two more minutes. What is Prahlad Maharaj's speciality? What would you say? When you think of Prahlad, what do you think? He was protected by the Lord. That's one thing we think about. What else do you think? What comes to mind? Compassion, because he prayed for the welfare of all others, not just for him. What else comes to mind? Faith. Please repeat. Faith. Faith. Yes, faith. He is always remembering the Lord and is therefore our prime example for Smaranam, no? Yes, Chandramodi Maharaj. He's seeing the Lord in all situations and everywhere even. No? When he was asked, where is your Lord? Hiranyakashipu said, I don't see him. He should be there now. And if he really loves you, let him protect you as I chop off your head. He's not there. You will see. Well, you can't see when your head is rolling on the floor. It was... Prahlad said, he's everywhere. The non-devotee sees God nowhere, and the devotee sees him everywhere. And we are somewhere in between, says Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yes, we have to take our journey here. So I would love to say something. For Prahlad, the world of Krishna, the remembrance of Krishna, was so big that he saw this world and the troubles which were inflicted by his father as very insignificant straw. He didn't even notice it because he was occupied with something so big. The atheist is occupied with the world of Maya, and therefore he doesn't notice God. He's so small for God. This is a total different paradigm shift. And if we want to if we're going to make advancement and be always in the presence of the Lord, protected by the Lord, if he wants, we can also die. That it doesn't make a difference when the Lord is so, the world of the Lord is so, so big for you. You are in love, you are in ecstasy, you don't even notice how your body falls away from you. No, what you notice is only the Lord. That is Krishna consciousness. No, that is the journey. And that is the greatest miracle. That's the paradigm shift. That is the greatest thing. This whole list which I read to you becomes a bliss list, because these things are not even taken care of by the devotee. I remember when the mother who left the body, that's the first on the Sunday, April 19, she turned before she left the body, she turned to her son who was crying and said, "Don't cry, I'm going now. I need to go now. I'm going to Krishna now." This is a miracle. So, good.